Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Before we get into today's episode, if you want a bonus podcast episode per week, that's 4 extra a month, plus access to my private Instagram where I post never-before-seen videos, bloopers, deleted scenes, I go live Q&As with my fans, and a portion of it goes to charity. Go to TreyKennedy.com/DLG and become a Do Less guest. TreyKennedy.com/DLG. Now on to today's episode. Episode 38. It is June 3rd. What's up, y'all? Episode 38. Thanks for being all back here. I was going to say we're moving right along. Getting closer to that episode 52. I can't wait to get to, but the world will likely end before that. What is going on? Oh, so many people are hurting. I'm sitting here on my podcast throne. My life is PG, so prayers out to all those people struggling. If you're really struggling, we have a podcast email, correctopinions@treykennedy.com. Send me what you want me to roast, talk about, or if you truly need some help, I don't know what we can do. Maybe we can do something. But shout out to all the people hurting. You know, I put out something on my Instagram the other day, just kind of like, because I've always made a point on my pocket, any content anywhere. I want, if you're going to Trey Kennedy's content, it's lighthearted, it's fun, it's free of any kind of politics or anything. It's a way you can escape and go have fun. But what's happening now, I typically put up my phone on the weekends. I got Katie, my now wife, which is, that's crazy, I guess I really said it. She was starting getting DMs like, is Trey racist? Because he hasn't said anything. I was like, oh my gosh. And then at first I was kind of like, whoa. But then it's so much hurting is going on. And when so many people are fans of mine looking at me, so many black people, they're kind of like, wait, is he not? So I was like, I realized how offensive it was that for me to just like, be like, nah, I don't talk about those things. So I posted on my Instagram, praying for y'all, love y'all. I don't even know. Like I said, my life's peachy. I'm lucky. I don't even know to comprehend what y'all are dealing with, but I want to, and I want to be here. So much love to the black community. It's tough. A guy commented on my post and was like, much love, man. You're still invited to the cookout. Dude, I've loved when my black fans have invited to the cookout. That seriously has made my day. I got to find this. It's on my phone. Like, they've talked about this before. I meet my white fans. And they're like, excuse me, Mr. Some of my white fans will call me Mr. Kennedy, which is hilarious. Dude, I got a DM today. I wonder if he listens to the podcast. From this dude who was like, hey, man, I just saw your post. Much love. I appreciate it. It was this black dude who I met. I remember meeting because it was so memorable. I remember every black fan I meet, I think, because they're so... I was riding a scooter down Nashville, 12th South, and the black dude in a Corvette, a convertible, was like, yo! Pull over, Kennedy, pull over, we're taking a picture. And I was like, I was riding my little scooter. And we pulled over and he was like, man, this dude is hilarious. And we took a selfie and confidence went up 20%. That's what they do, man. I'm trying to find this comment back in the day. And then we'll get into today's episode. But a black woman I noticed one day called me a white chocolate Kit Kat. And that's the best compliment I've ever received. I don't know about you, but there was this one comment. I remember I tweeted it a long time ago because it was a whole paragraph. And black people will just gas you up. They do. They're so, let me see if I can find it. So encouraging. But I love when they say I'm invited to a cookout. I really want to go to a real cookout one day. I've been told I just bring the paper plates. It's going to take a while before I'm entrusted to actually make any of the side dishes or something like that. But let me see. But yeah, I'm just, for real, thoughts and prayers out to all that's happening. I just can't imagine. And it just sucks. It does. But hopefully this will spur some like real positive change. I hope. I'm still looking for this. I'm going to the cookout. Go to the cookout. Hey, let's roll music while I look for this since that's struggling. Thank you for coming back to Correct Opinions, episode 38. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Found the comment. She writes, what in the fried okra, orange soda, Doritos with hot sauce, Old English 800, pork rinds, rice-a-roni, fried pork chops, green apple now and laters, popcorn with hot sauce, Michael Jackson with the bell pepper nose and afro, Black Panther party, Black Panther movie, Air Jordans wearing top ramen with cheese for dinner, tropical punch, Kool-Aid is going on here. Sing it, white chocolate. And that's it for me. That was the peak. I posted a video of me singing. And also one of the best compliments I've gotten over the time is I sound like a black man singing. Yeah. And she wrote that singing white chocolate. That's all I need. Now, everyone's equal, right? White person says, great voice. She writes that. One makes me feel way better, dude. That's great. Or I've talked about, like, if I buy a new pair of kicks and I walk around and some white person's like, I like your shoes. I'm like, whatever. I bet a random black guy stops me in the mall. He's like, those are clean. I'm walking lighter that day. So I think the other last few podcasts ago, I was complaining about my weird dorky friends talking about dark matter. Black Lives Matter. I don't want to talk about dark matter. But yeah, thoughts and prayers. I don't know. It's tough. So I just want to know, I stand with y'all. I got y'all. Okay. Thank you guys for coming back to Correct Opinions. And I've been invited to a couple first birthdays. You guys know I'm 27. I just got married. I'm growing up, right? you might be able to sense a little bit more maturity. I used to say maturity. Now I say maturity. You see what I mean? But I'm invited to a few first birthdays. Baby's turning one. We're having a big party, right? I'm not coming. Okay. There's several birthdays you don't remember. Your first, second, third, fourth, fifth, and 21st. 21st is funny, right? A lot of times those people do something dumb. And the first, baby's not going to remember this. Not because of their own choices. They're just helpless little babe. What am I supposed to bring him for a toy? His first haircut? What do I bring him a passy? I'm a grown man. I'm not buying a passy. So, you know, now, yes. Am I married? And will I have a kid one day? And will there be a big first birthday? Probably. Yeah. I hope you guys know. I am what I make fun of. Okay. I'm not sitting here on my throne being like I know everything. I'm suspect number one. Okay. But the first birthdays, they're fun. It's a fun excuse for adults to get together, but some people go a little too far. You know, I saw a photo the other day of like a first birthday sign. They were like on a beach, number one, and they had seemingly ordered a boat with like a billboard on it that said "Happy First Birthday, Creighton" or whatever. Kids never gonna remember that. Who's that for? Look! You can't even read it. You can't even read yet. Look at it. We bought you a sign that says words you can't read and spent a bunch of money on a thing you can't remember. We love you. I don't know. I just... What about singing happy birthday? Has anyone ever enjoyed receiving that? What do you do when people start singing happy birthday to you. This is my impression. My people here, watch it on YouTube. There's a video version of this podcast if you don't know. It's on my YouTube. Well, here's my impression of everyone singing you happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. What am I supposed to do? You just sit, everyone's looking at you. Happy birthday to you. And there's always the one guy hitting a third harmony. That's annoying. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Just sing it normal. And I'm the singer guy, right? Everyone knows I can sing. So whenever there's a birthday scenario, they're like, Trey, start us off. And I just go, happy birthday to you. Do you want me to go, happy birthday? I said happy birthday. Woo to you. I'm not. If I actually, you'd be like, okay, who's this about? I saw someone sent me a TikTok video of, this is not a joke. They were, these people making this video were being very surreal. They had kept the placenta. Number one, I don't know what that is. They kept the placenta and laid it out and arranged it. I mean, this is a real gag. I can't, I'm not going to show the video. I think it'll get demonetized. Like, they can't even show this on, I don't know how it's on the internet. And they painted it. They painted it and then stuck a canvas to it to like, I mean, and pulled it out and see what it, I guess that was art. Gosh, more like shart. Placenta? Also, poor polentas. No one knew what a placenta was until people started eating them. What's a polenta? Polenta? Polenta is a cornmeal, like a fried cornmeal dish. Every time I've been to a restaurant, it says pulled pork with a polenta. Like, where'd you find this pregnant lady? I don't want to eat this. Well, it seems really cheap. Are these out here? They're like, no, that's not a placenta. I'm like, oh, that's ruined. No, that since placenta eating's been more popular, polenta sales down. Sell now. Polenta stock is down because placenta stock is up. And it's confusing everyone. If nothing else, it's confusing me. Polenta is a yellow or white cornmeal. That doesn't look too much better than a placenta. Porridge, not basically. Gosh. People just gotta be weird. Like, why eat placenta? I don't. They say it can raise your energy and breast milk quantity. Oh, so the people who eat placentas are the people who want to produce more breast milk so they can make breast milk jewelry and lotions. It's a cycle of weird that begins from conception of the child and it keeps going. We're going to grow you up, son. I'm going to eat the placenta that helped create you and then I'm going to create lotions from my breast milk and rub them on you and you're going to be raised to be a weird O with a capital W. Someone sent me that breast milk. I think there's breast milk jewelry out there. Now there's like lotions. Rub that on you, man. I don't. It's just people are got too much free time, man. What makes you wanna just buy like Cetaphil, man? You're gonna harvest your melon milk, dude. Blech. It's just weird. How is one of the top things when I searched this? I just thought this. How is this not cannibalism to eat a placenta? It says it's rare to eat the placenta. But yeah, I feel like people should be more up in arms about this. I see this online. I'm like, what? No one talking about this? If I was just like, yeah, kind of starting a new thing. My baby boy, he has 9 fingers. I ate one of them. Helped lower my cholesterol. Yeah, I read that somewhere. So, just to, you know, when they come out, they're really easy to just kind of off. They're like little bitty baby carrots. So he has 9 fingers now, but my cholesterol is lowered. It's like people would, I'd be in jail. You could just eat parts of other body things. That's enough of that. It's pretty gross. I've refrained from talking about poop and fart for a long time, so I'm pretty proud of myself. But the singing Happy Birthday made me think of, I miss church. I miss going to church and hearing all the singers. The bad ones. That's what's funny. You ever hear stories growing up if you went to church and they'd be like, you know, I would know this one lady. She never sang at church. I asked why. She said, well, one day someone told me I was real bad and I shouldn't. It was like this lesson of how we should never do that, but attendance went up. I'm kidding. That's not what makes sense. Some people singing Happy Birthday and they're singing at their, I'm more talking about the people who are actually good and they need to calm down. Like with the Chiefs guy, episode, a couple dozen episodes ago, when I went to Kansas City Chiefs game, they have the chant, oh, this guy behind me is going, oh, oh, oh. We don't need to do that. If you're, you know, singing Happy Birthday, everyone's just supposed to go Happy Birthday to you. Don't go Happy Birthday. Don't do that. It's been a little while. How about a little story time with Trey? After I just said do less singing, I do it. But this is a random story that came up that I think is a classic. It's, I guess, a couple stories, but excuse me. Well, this came up, so I've been playing pickleball and stuff. And, you know, oftentimes I'd be like, ooh, we should get into pickleball, talking to my buddies. And then a couple of the girls were like our gal friends in our group. Oh, yeah, I would love to. And it's like, well, we like get really into it. Like I played pickleball last week and I sprained my toe. It's black and blue. Sprained a toe. Am I 98? You guys know this, but I, you know, and Katie was like, well, every time you throw me the car keys, I catch them so I can play pickleball. I was always the guy, like when you'd play dodgeball and it'd be like 4-on-1 and there's just a girl left. So no one wants to be the guy who pegs the final girl with the ball. But I was also the one who was like, let me just kind of, let's get this over with. And did that backfire on me? Yes. There's a time where church camp, which makes it so much better. It's just some nice old dodgeball, and it's church camp, right? So no one's athletic. And so I'm feeling cool. We're like 4-on-1. It's just a girl left. She's just standing there like, ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, she's not really into it. And so everyone's just kind of lobbing it. How do we do this? I'm like, you know what? This is taking too long. So I just step up and go, just sling one. Aiming for the ankle. Hit her in the forehead. Oh, the whole place was like, oh my gosh. And she's fighting back tears. I run up to her. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We're at a church camp, so she couldn't say it. But with her eyes, she said so many obscenities to me, man. And I was so scared. And I saw her the next day. I was like, hey, I just want to apologize. She just, you ever, the cold shoulder? It's more of an expression. She gave me a literal one where she looked over her shoulder and went, if the mic is me, she did this to me and walked off. I was bone chilling. I was like, I'll never mess with another woman again. That was senior trip of high school. Senior trip. Remember senior trips? Are those still a thing? Senior trip. We went with a group to South Padre Island. Ew. So we drove on down there. It's fun. Maybe 6 guys, 6 girls, and a couple parents. 18-year-olds. And we're just chilling on the beach, right? We're chilling on the beach. There's a volleyball net. Me and my buddies have been playing some volleyball. And some of these girls that played volleyball in high school are like, you can't beat us. You can't beat us. Or we're like, well, yeah, we can. So we play. And I'm like, oh, this will be fun. Set me up. I'm going to just spike it as hard as I can. Just spike it on him. Get an easy point. My buddy just tosses me up a meatball. I Super Mario this thing. Woo! Forehead. I just bury the ball. I played volleyball a lot at that point. I'd spiked it a lot. I'd never hit anybody. I forehead a girl. On innocent bystanders watching, boo me. I'm getting booed by strangers. You don't ever want to get booed by strangers. You want to get booed by people who know who you are. You certainly want to don't get booed by strangers. You know, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. Cold shoulder. Have you ever had that moment where maybe your buddy's messing with you? You're like, you're trying to throw something at each other and you throw, you know, let's say you're trying to hit each other with a frisbee, and you throw the frisbee, and the second you throw it, you didn't realize there's a innocent bystander female behind him, and right as you throw it, you realize that might hit that stranger, and your whole body puckers up down to your poop chute. You pucker up, and you're like, oh my gosh, play it on that, and then you hit a stranger because you're just so stupid. Those are the scariest moment, dude. Oh, like early on dating Katie, I was messing with my buddy and tried to throw, I think we're like at the pool, sort of like throwing like a lemon at each other or something, I don't know, something dumb. And I threw it, and on my follow through, I like hit Katie in the neck. And I was like, oh my gosh. She was like, I'm fine, it's okay. I was like, oh my God. I just hate being so stupid. It's hard being so stupid. Hurt myself playing pickleball. Just, it's hard being stupid, man. And that concludes story time with Dre. So, Khloe Kardashian. Kardashians, I used to watch that show. I'm just going to go out, you know, like I said, I am who I make fun of. I used to watch that show. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I enjoyed it. Those girls are a hoot. All right. I kind of liked what's his name, Scott. Although he clearly turned out to be kind of a monster, but Khloe, I guess she posted this photo, just a random selfie that is just a different person. And I mean, some people were brutal, you know, just making fun of her. I'm not here to like make whatever. She's under a lot of pressure, and I mean, their whole thing is like being attractive. Like they've like created this the Instagram look, you know what I'm talking about? The girl who just, she like applies makeup all on her lips, but like around her lips too. She looks like she, someone just suction cupped her whole mouth, and then like the eyebrows that look like an Expo marker. And then, like, you know that kindergarten teacher you had who was so nice, and you know she probably made the best home goods, and her behind was so enormous, you didn't even understand it. That's a thing now, I guess. I don't know. She posted a selfie. Didn't even look like her. And it's crazy because I, you know, getting to know Katie and stuff, and she's opened my eyes to the world of women that all us men are ignorant of, which is so funny that I guess women are doing more for other women, but also probably for men that we don't even know. Like, they're doing all sorts of, putting all sorts of needles and stuff in their face. I didn't know this. Has every woman I know done this? Maybe. Probably. I don't know. It's scary. It's like, women are doing these like Botox and stuff to look better, and men don't even know it. And men, you know, will like neglect our bodies so much, not shower for 4 days, and women don't know it. Women will, you know, they'll do all these crazy diet stuff to lose a few pounds. We don't know that. Men, we'll get together just to be like, let's see who can eat 50 wings the fastest. Why is that happening? It's scary. I'm saying, like, I got a comment the other day. Someone saying I have really good pores. I don't even know what a pour is. Like, I don't even wash. I mean, I live with Katie now. She opens up her cabinet. She's like a witch. She's like, oh, you know, takes out her cauldron and puts these potions in there and stirs it. This is to exfoliate. It's turmeric and lemongrass and placenta and a bit of breast milk, and it helps. I use a bar of soap like I am John Wayne on the ranch. Yeah, just let me open up my spell cabinet. A little bit of the hair of one warlock. The oil of an oregano root. And three hints of... three hints of garlic and kale. And why is kale the answer to everything? One time my sister goes, you know how Brussels sprouts are just like in right now? What? Yeah, like Brussels sprouts right now, they're like kind of like a trend. Like, they're just like in. What? I can't keep up. Vegetables can be trendy? There's trendy... What did they do to do that? By the way, now that I am, you know, married and such, I'm not saying she's wrong. I've had to tell, the biggest hurdle in my marriage so far has been, if I eat another Brussels sprout this quarter, I'm going to lose it. Why? The Brussels sprouts are not good. They're like, they look like weird light bulbs with leaves. Light bulbs I don't want to turn on. Get those out of my face. But no, if you bake it with some garlic and balsamic, and okay, why are you seasoning foods you're also using on your skin? And then putting mayonnaise in your hair is a thing too? Where does it end? I'm going to come home and you're asleep in a big placenta? Is that... It moisturizes my whole body. There's no end in sight. There's really not.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Jeff Epstein documentary on Netflix. Have you seen this? I binged it. It's just like 4 hours. Okay. I have stuff to do. But it's fascinating. The Jeff Epstein documentary. So Jeff Epstein, we've heard him. The man, he supposedly, you know, committed suicide in jail because he was getting locked up forever. But he, and people like don't really understand how he got all his wealth. Like, there's a few aspects to it. I still don't really understand how he got however many hundreds of millions of dollars, but he, pretty obviously was running a horrible scheme to take advantage of young ladies. And and then they're like, they sent him around to all his buddies and stuff. What? Jeff Epstein, what, and all his buddies, what are you doing? Me and my buddies don't do that. How? I've just never understood that. How? Dude, I was walking around the other day. I'm 27, right? Me and my friends, 27, 28, 29, you know, we're walking around and I saw there's a group of like five or six girls walking and one of her had a sash on that was like 21st birthday. So they're like, you know, come on. What? But I thought they were 12. There's only a 6 year difference there, but a 21-year-old to me now looks like a child. That's just how it works, which is crazy. But I just don't. Oh my gosh, or like my, like I was around like a 19-year-old kid the other day, and I was like, do I need to, I'm gonna run, do I need to like babysit you, or are you good? I just don't, it feels so young. What, is it just just a coincidence that all these rich guys like teenagers, or do you, I guess when you, do you get so rich that some, how did that happen? Surely it's just not a coincidence, surely they didn't wake up one day and they're like, well, check out the middle school playground. No, ew, I don't. That was what's so strange to me when they're like, oh yeah, it was him. It was also the prince. It was also the really rich lawyer that he hired. That I was like, hey man, you want to represent me in court and defend me for all these crimes? Also, do you want to join in the crimes? What? So make it, that's so strange. It's like the Michael Jackson documentary. You ever see that? Don't watch that. That's horrific. But, or maybe do. I mean, yeah. Why? Something about being really rich and powerful. You, is that what happens? I don't understand that. And you know, they're so smart. They were like handpicking these vulnerable girls. Because I think that's the tendency, right? You're watching like, well, why? Yeah. Why would you go to some creepy guy's house? What is it? Well, if you have nothing to live for and you're broke, then you probably would. It's not cool. I mean, Michael Jackson, you know, he went, it was like, oh, your son wants to be a star. I can make him a star. He has a lot of potential. He is a great 7-year-old dancer. When has anyone ever attended a show and been like, did you see that 7-year-old just killing it? That enhanced the show. No. I'm sure people were kind of like, oh, that was kind of cute or slash why. That one's a little harder, I feel like. Why are the parents Michael Jackson? I'd like to take... Your son has a lot of potential. You know I'm bad. You know it. Your son is 7 and he's really cute and he's a really good dancer. Let's go to the ranch. No! Just beat it, Michael. We don't... Why is that happening? You know, and then, you know... It's just bizarre and it's so freaky. I think it's so easy to feel like, wow, these people are just so rich, powerful. There's like a whole nother thing going on. But who knows? I won't ever know, right? Yeah, as hard as it is to believe, correct opinions hasn't made me a billionaire. But, you know, well, speaking of that, Joe Rogan really might make $1 billion from his podcast before it's all said and done. I don't know if you know who Joe Rogan is. He is the biggest podcast in the world, pretty sure. And he has signed an exclusive deal to Spotify, where his podcast can only be on Spotify. I think a lot of y'all listen to Spotify, correct opinions on Spotify, which is cool, but it's just pretty crazy because Spotify, I think, is the only podcast platform that you have to like pay to listen, right? Like you have to have a Spotify subscription to listen to whatever podcast you want. So now all those people have to go buy, if these diehard Joe Rogan podcast fans have to buy a Spotify subscription to listen. And their stock went up like $1.5 billion because of it. But he, I guess, signed a contract worth hundreds of millions of dollars and he's probably going to be a podcast billionaire. What world are we living in where you can be a billionaire from a podcast? Wow. That's really, it's actually insane how just a three-man show podcast, that's how easy it is these days because of the internet, because all these things where you could be a billionaire, tens of millionaires. Like this podcast right here, so many of you listen, thank you. And I'm sitting in a room in my house. It used to be my basement, but my roommate left, so I am just in a room. I press record. As easy as that. It's really wild. And so, yeah, I'm going to be a billionaire, basically, is what I'm saying. And I promise it won't make me like teenagers. I don't, is weird. You know what? How about we end with a tiny little segment we know and love. People wearing their masks in your car. I was driving the other day, and I like to think I don't get road rage, but kind of. And you know, one of my, you know what I don't like? When people, there's a train track, and they slow down to 0.8 miles per hour to go over the train tracks. Like they're, you better be carrying a cargo of fine china or something. Otherwise, just go. They've been making these cars for a while now. Just drive over the bumps. This person drove like that, slowed way down. I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I mean, the slow as you're going across it, a train's going to hit us. It's going to be 3 hours before you cross the tracks, and a train is going to come by then. We finally get across. I get in the other lane to pass. And wouldn't you know it, it's someone in a car with the windows down with a mask on. Windows down, mask. What's the thought process? So you're like, okay, the outdoors have the virus, but I like to ride with the windows down. So I'll just throw on the mask. None of it makes sense. Why do you have a mask on in your car? Is it because you drive so slow people are confronting you? So you're like, well, I drive so bad. I usually get in at least one road rage fight where someone comes and knocks on my door. So I'll just wear a mask to like prepare for that. That's the only thing I can think of. Masks and cars? Oh, man. It's funny who wears masks and who doesn't, though. I've seen some people wear them in cars, and you go to Home Depot. Not a mask in sight. Tell you what. I also, I've had a long-standing anger towards flies. I don't know if I ever vocalized this, but I think if there's a presence of like an evil force, it's house flies. If there's a presence that, you know, this once was a perfect paradise and then something went wrong and there's evil in the world, house flies. Where do they come from? I once heard they live for like a day. How are they, where are they sprouting up from all the time? Hey, fly. Why are you always on me? Don't you have something else? Fly, why don't you have something better to do? Why is the fly always, you sweep, bat it away. And you can't, they're, I guess, so dumb that they can't live longer than a day or figure, and just like can't figure out how to leave the house. But they're the quickest animal in the world or something? You can't even kill it. Oh, the house, horse flies are terrifying. It feels like sounds like a whirlwind in your house. Just, my gosh, is that a bird or a fly? If you followed me for a long time, you saw my Insta story years ago where I had a bird. I woke up to a bird in my fireplace. It's terrifying. Not like a little baby, not a cute little baby bird, like a step down from a crow. And I had this thing in my fireplace. It was flapping its wings. And I'm like, what do I? Can't, I'm going to let this thing out in my house. That's all I need for this thing to come out and go, beak right in the artery. I'm done. It's the last thing I need. So what do I do? Oh, it was terrifying. I'm not prepared for all these things. I get freaked out when there's a fly or a cockroach, let alone a whole dang bird. So I tied a rope to the fireplace door, stood 10 feet back, opened the windows, set up a barrier between me and it, and I just opened it. And he just slowly hopped out and flew out. Because I'm a genius. I'm going to be a podcast billionaire. So, who doesn't like teenagers? This was an all-over-the-place episode. I'm going to tell you that much. But there's a few things. And then also, cigarettes are starting to really trigger me. I just, Is there anything we could compare it to? Like a product that's out there that people are like, hey, hey, you can buy this, but really quick, this product for sure will do you harm. Carry on. Could be said for a lot of stuff we buy, though. Tell you that much. Can't judge too much. But if you ever, I guess I've experienced it more lately because the only thing available, if you want to go grab a drink or grab food in my area, is patios. You have to sit on the patio. So what happens on patios all the time, people whip out a cigarette. And you're just sitting there, and then a cigarette affects everyone within 20 feet radius. Everyone within 20 feet, you're going to annoy because it smells. It's like a cigarette. And you're just like, oh. Well. And then, like, we have a virus going around that specifically affects your lungs. Yeah. I want to head to a restaurant and smoke some cancer sticks. I don't know. You know, shout out to those who are, like, hooked and trying to quit. I'm sure that sucks, but I just don't. Also, like I said, I can't say much. I love to eat fries every day, so those can't be helping. This episode's all over the place, guys. TikTok Trey, appreciate you coming back. By the way, I haven't done a TikTok dance in a while. I might have to do one, let y'all know the results. But if you like the podcast, we're always trying to grow it. Thank you guys for helping grow it. Just share it on your Insta story, and I'll say thanks. Give it a 5-star review. That helps us so much. Thank you for your time, guys. You guys do too much. So, follow along. New videos all the time. Every Wednesday, I'm back here with Correct Opinions. And, yeah, go to treykennedy.com/DLG if you want a bonus podcast a week, plus other benefits. Love you guys. Do less. God bless. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And just, we're going to get through this too. Okay? Talk to you next week. Your boys out. Peace.
Correct Opinions. Correct opinions. Everything I say is the correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.